It's Valentine's Day, and we want to hear the romance of the border. For a gold, the chance at a gold class pack, which is sensational at Regent Cinemas, take your beautiful partner to gold class. We want to know the most romantic thing you've ever done on 13, 27, 10.
And all blokes have called this morning.
I know.
We're all blokes.
It's a
miracle. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Brendan from Albury, what's the most romantic thing you've done?
15 years ago, for my wife's 30th birthday, I essentially kind of kicked her out of the house for the night. And the next day, she got married with not knowing anything about it at all. I had all the rings, the weddings, the
surprise marriage, Lou.
Surprise wedding.
The whole wedding organised without my wife knowing about it.
On Valentine's Day, was it?
Because that no, on her 30th birthday.
On her 30th birthday.
Oh, Brendan.
Well, that's
pretty
extraordinary.
No idea.
That is extraordinary.
Not even the parents had any idea.
That's bloody
romantic.
That
is bloody romantic.
Unless she took it the wrong way.
What do you mean?
Because some ladies love to plan their wedding. How did she take it?
She cried a lot initially.
Okay.
Because we weren't even engaged.
Oh, look at that.
For 10 years before that.
Oh, so you'd been together for 10 years. So she thought it was never going to happen, essentially.
Yeah, so most people thought it was never going to happen, yes.
I love it. All right, Brendan, hold on for us.
That's pretty good, Lou.
I mean, that is an
absolute cracker.
Trevor, how are you?
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, good. Where are you calling from?
Albury.
Beautiful. All right, Trev, most romantic thing you've ever done?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. when we first met, we lived at Mildura.
Yes.
And we were short of money, so we were out, actually, on the weekends, we used to get picking grapes and all that, you know. So
yeah.
My wife is always beautiful. She was, you know, dirty and she's nails broken and all that.
Okay, so yep.
I put some money away.
Hmm.
And as soon as we finished, I took her out in the morning. We started in the morning, and I had it arranged for a clothes shop to deck her out in all new clothes, shoes. We had a place that would do her nails, a hair,
oh,
a
beautiful.
Facial,
yeah.
A whole lot like that.
Mate, that is lovely.
Tea, roses. And it was just a whole day. I made sure it lasted all day.
A pamper day. I love it, Trevor.
End of it, yeah.
That's right. Awesome.
Just hang on the line there,
Trevor.
Hold
on for us.
That's beautiful. All right, we've got Rob from Corowa. Rob, what's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Mate, before my now wife and I got married, she went over and did Camp America for 3 months and then travelled across America and Europe for about 4 months.
Yes.
Never missed a day of letters to her. Every single day.
Every day.
Letters
a letter,
every day.
Every day a letter.
So are you as communicative these days, Rob, or was that just before you got married?
If you say your name and saying g'day, communicative,
yeah.
Yeah, as I thought, but I love it.
Thanks, Rob.
That's very romantic. And finally, Mark, hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, fantastic. So most romantic thing you've ever done?
Before we got married, my wife went on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before mobile phones were around, I rang her up on the ship.
Yeah.
And sent her flowers for her birthday.
Oh, that's pretty.
That
on
is
the
romantic.
Ship, Luke.
I know. It would have cost a fortune.
On
ship
the
to shore.
Ship.
Fortune.
That is very romantic.
That is very romantic. Oh my!
Just hang on the line. We'll deliberate now. Well, I mean, come on, Luke. Can you go past a surprise wedding? I don't know.
I must admit,
over to you.
They're all really romantic. I might say all of them were before they got married, which I find fascinating. I don't think you can go past the surprise wedding. That's pretty bloody
special. I agree,
sketch.
Lou. I agree.
Brendan, that is extraordinary, really.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You've got the gold class pack, mate. Well done for your grand romantic gesture that could have backfired but didn't.
Yeah, I was pretty confident it wasn't going to backfire.
Good one. Thanks, Brendan. Enjoy gold class.
I will. Thank you.